Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. At hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
Welcome everybody to the next edition of Get Your Popcorn Ready.
Yes, sir.
I am one of your hosts, T.O., and my other guy over here.
My man Hatch is in the building. What's up?
Holla at your boy.
And we have a very special guest. Austin Eckler is in the building.
Let's go, man.
San Diego, man.
Chargers. I want to say, I love the energy. I feel it. Okay. But don't say San Diego.
That's push-ups.
That's a push-up.
You always won.
It's been six years.
Five push-ups. I got to do five.
You got at least 20.
Six years.
6 years.
One, two, three. Four, five. Okay, we got it. There you go.
You're right.
It's the LA Chargers, ladies and gentlemen.
The Los Angeles Chargers.
So, how you think it would have been different if you guys were still in San Diego now?
So, I was never in San Diego.
Right.
I've only been in LA. I was during the transition year.
Right.
But I noticed the difference when we were down there for like training camp before we made the move up. Like, you'd go out to like the bars or like down to the beach, there'd be like in the restaurants, jerseys of Chargers up there, right? We come up here, people are like,
Who are y'all?
It's crowded in LA, you know, as far as entertainment. So that's what we're competing against, man.
I mean, you're sharing, you know, a lot of the limelight this year. From basketball world, you got the Clippers,
right,
the Lakers,
right.
And then obviously now we got the Rams, we got you guys.
USC, and you've been such a prominent football UCLA, powerhouse.
It's embedded in the culture up there, right? And we're the new kids on the block, right? So we got to earn respect, and that takes time and it takes winning,
right?
So that's what we got. And then we got the Rams there as well, right?
Yeah.
So we're competing against them in our own space.
Yeah.
So, it's tough right now, but hey, all we can do as players, we got to show up, we got to make it exciting, win games.
Would you, again, you're from a small town. Do you like the small town, or are you kind of getting used to this big city living
type? At first, man, so because I'm from like the country, right? Like 80 acres of just dry grassland,
right?
Out in Colorado, farmland, right?
Eaton, Colorado.
There it is.
Eaton, Colorado.
And out there, man, that's what I grew up around. So that's really all I knew at the time. And so, like, you know, coming out to LA, I'm like, man, like, it's probably gonna be too big, traffic, so many people. But as I got older and just matured more, and I knew I wanted to go into the business space. That's what I went to school for.
Nice.
And I just saw all the opportunities. And really what I am, I'm an opportunity chaser, right? As we get in more into it, you'll hear more of my story, man. I'm just chasing as many opportunities as I can, plant as many seeds.
Right.
And coming to LA, there's opportunity all over the place.
Everywhere.
Right? And so it just showed me, like, hey, there's so much more out there, you know, than my little town, which I obviously knew, but didn't really get to experience that until I got out here.
Yeah, that's
so
awesome.
So how much of a transition or adjustment, I would say, how much of an adjustment was that for you coming? Because like I said, coming from a small town, I'm equally where I'm from, Alexander City, Alabama, probably smaller than where you were from, but was it overwhelming? How was the adjustment going from like a small town, then obviously you to a big city?
Yeah,
because
man.
Some people can't, honestly, they can't adjust that well, and then you said it, the maturation process of who you are, where you were then and who you are now has, I guess, enabled you to be able to adjust.
For me, I think I was so focused on the opportunity that I really didn't get caught up in that. I lived in a bubble. So just going back a little bit, you know, didn't really have much exposure to the NFL. I didn't even watch the NFL until my junior year of college.
And
you know? Same. And then my coach comes to me like, hey, man, you might have an opportunity. And so after my senior year, I dropped out my last semester and just went and trained. I went and trained. I said, you know what? If this is an opportunity that I have, I'm going to put everything into this so I can make sure that I can say at the end of the day, I put everything into trying to make it to this level and can play at the league, right? And so I did just that, man, put every ounce of my energy into training for the league. And so when I finally did get picked up, you know, as a free agent to the Chargers, it was the same thing. My mindset never changed, so I was just football, just trying to maximize things that I could do to get my exposure up. I knew it was going to be in special teams, got into camp, right? So my adjustment really didn't happen, I think, till after my first season, because I was so locked in. I was in a bubble of making sure I'm coming in sixth string, undrafted, you know, like right. every odd against me, right? And so the adjustment came after when I started, you know, to get established in the league, get established with the Chargers, where it's like now, you know, I've seen these opportunities that are coming to me because I'm part of the NFL and because we're in LA, which is, you know, an entertainment hub where people, as far as one of the coolest stories was for an endorsement, actually, it was for Paramount. They needed somebody the next day, and they're like, hey, one of your teammates dropped out on us, we need something from the Chargers, can you do it? And so they sent a helicopter to come get me.
Wow.
And it was insane. I was like, this would never happen.
LA. Welcome to LA.
You know, like, I'm like, this is insane, you know? Awesome. So it's been great. It's been a great adjustment so far, and looking forward to continue to grind.
Well, that was your welcome to LA moment.
Right, absolutely. Exactly. Right?
That's what they do. That's what they do. Everything in LA is pretty, it's sexy, it's big,
exactly.
Right? So I want to kind of go back, because again, we always get into it about this, because he really didn't even enjoy the sport of football, right, growing up, right? I was all in from the ages of six, let's say, right? Mm-hmm. Watch it every Sunday, and I'm sitting there taking notes as a kid, you know? And you say, like, you really didn't watch NFL football until you got to college, which is crazy to me. So what was going on during your high school career as far as, like, I don't really care about being a professional athlete. I don't really, you know, that's not my focus. Like, what was your focus if sports wasn't your focus?
Man, it was just more so on the moment. You know, and I think that's so powerful, especially because I translate that to today. Like, I focus on the moment, because that's the most important thing. That's the only thing you can control is what I have right now in my hands. And so for me, during that time, I had a bunch of different sports. You know, I had the work life at home. My mom's ex-husband, he built fence, so summers were building fence. So just working, whether it was sports, whether it was school. My mom was a school teacher, so she was on my ass for all of that. Mm-hmm. And then it was during the summers, building the fence. And so there was a work culture within my little family there out in the plains, man. So that really got engraved into me. So it wasn't really looking forward to like what's this next goal that I might. It's like, hey, take advantage of now, and then the results will play themselves out from what the work that you put in right now.
Wow, you know? Yeah, that's impressive. So again, you know, we're high school football, you know, in that, and the five star and four star. Then they go to Alabama and Clemson.
Right.
You go to Western Colorado.
Right.
Western State, Western Colorado. 2,300 kids, you said.
Yeah.
And again, I went to Langston University. He went to a small school. So we're all four. You know, it's not about going to Ohio State, Notre Dame, USC, right? That doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. Like, but when did you find out, okay, this small school, like, I had a scout come see me? Like, what was that process like when you found out?
Yeah, man. So, like, my senior year, man, I just dominated, man. Right. Like, 5-6 touchdowns a game, you know how it is. Like, I'm averaging 10 yards a carry, like 240 rushing yards a game, you know, but I go to a school that has 500 students, which I don't know if that's small or big to you, but in Colorado, it wasn't really seen as like an athlete school, right? So I'm out here dominating, like, okay, like maybe I'll get some interest from somewhere. Nobody comes. Mm. I have some D1AAs come to me. They're like, oh, you know, maybe come as an athlete, as a corner. We'll see where you fit in. Mm. And I was like, nah, I want to play running back, man. Right. I want to play like I'm a running back. I play that forever. That's what I want to do. And so finally I had Western Colorado come to me, and they're like, hey, our senior running back just graduated. Mm-hmm. We have a new spot you can come compete for. And boom, sign me up. I'm going to play running back. And so that's where, you know, my journey to Western was born.
Yeah. That's awesome. Because again, once you get to the college, you're still like, I don't know what position I'm really going to be good at in 3 years. Or, you know, maybe the coach sees me as something else, right?
So that's like something I'll add too, man, is like, look, I feel like I had all the numbers, I had all that, but one thing that they couldn't measure was what was between my ears,
man.
Like I told you, I had that work culture in my family, and they can't measure that. It's not measurable on paper, right? Yeah. They don't know that I'm in the weight room grinding. I remember one call, my mom, she's like, where are you at? And I was working out Snap Fitness. That was the gym.
Yeah,
I was like, mom, I'm trying to be a millionaire, man. I'm just grinding, I'm just working, because I know if I put the work in now, results will continue to pay off, right?
Awesome.
And so that's stayed with me to this day, stayed with me to my journey to the Charger, right? Where I put everything in, like, let's go work. Right. And then if it happens, great, it was meant to be. If not, we'll move that mindset to something else. Yeah. And I'll grow in something else. And that's how his journey has continued to express itself over time, right? Right. Where I was sixth string, working my way up, splitting reps. Now I'm a starter. Now I'm starting my empire and real estate, all this other stuff, building my app, my foundation, you know, all the social stuff, right? It just keeps going. You try to embed this mindset into every aspect of my life and plant all these seeds, right? And I start to plant all these seeds and they start to, you know, sprout, and then they nurture other things, another new opportunities come. Yeah, yeah. It just keeps going, like stuff that you're doing, you know, you're doing the same thing, right? You have your skill. People say, you know, shoot for the stars. I say, build up your floor. So no matter what, you fall, you're still up here. I ain't shooting for the stars, putting everything and risking everything. And if I fall, I'm way down there again. I got to start over, build that shit up, right? No matter what happens, I'm already up here. You can't get anything less than here. Absolutely. Right, this is my floor, so that's where my mindset plays a part into it, and that's how it took me through my journey.
That's awesome. Yes, and add motivational speaker to that. Let's go right here. Right. I
love it. We just played off the welcome to your LA type of moment. Obviously, understanding and hearing you talk about obviously being on special teams.
Yeah,
we've all been there. I have. Playing kick return, playing kickoff team. You know, playing the L1, all these type of things.
Yeah.
So. In playing football, going through the special teams, understanding like, you got to grind and before you really, you know, get your opportunity at running back.
Yeah.
What was your aha, your welcome to the NFL moment?
Wow. I think there's a couple different moments, but I think when I actually feel like I actually got some recognition as far as like welcome to the NFL, like, hey, someone said my name kind of thing, was in training camp during my rookie year. And I was sixth string in the running back, but I was also on scout team, special teams.
Right.
So I'm wearing number 3. You can't even wear
that.
And I was a running back. And I remember, like, I treated like my life depended on it. Like, this is the most important thing that I have to get this done.
Absolutely.
Right. And so we finally start going live during special teams, and I'm untouchable. Like, my mindset, you will not block me. I will get down the damn field and I will make this play. I will get in position.
It's so crazy hearing him say this because I remember, like I said, when it got to the point to where I was like one of the guys on like a starter and I didn't play special teams anymore and we used to sit back and just watch like special team practice. What he's describing, when he says he's running down like his life depends on it, some of these guys are on special teams. Yeah. They know that they're not going to be able to play at any other position but special teams.
Right.
And they go down, they run like, we're talking about running like your hair is on fire.
I told the guys, I tell them every year, your life depends on this. Your livelihood in the league depends on you making plays on
that
special teams.
That is so crazy.
You know, so boom, one time there's me, I'm flying down the field, right? Made my guy that's supposed to block me miss, you know, flooded up the returner. Mm-hmm. And we came back to our special teams meeting, and Coach Lynn, our head coach at the time, he didn't even know my name.
Right.
Like, who's number 3?
Number 3.
Who's number 3? And Coach Stu, you know, gave it his, like, that's
my dog.
Yeah, you know Coach Stu? Yeah, that's what's us. George Stewart, man.
Yes,
yeah,
sir. Good guy.
That's a whole other story, man. Right. But just a quick thing on him. He made me want to play so much harder for him just because of the passion he had.
Cut the fat.
The passion he had for the game.
Right.
And so, but Coach Lynn comes in, Coach Stu says, yeah, that's Eckler, man. He's giving us a hell of a look out there. And I was like, I'm getting some type of recognition.
Yeah. And that's what you have to do, like, especially when we talk to a lot of kids. Some kids, they want it right now. You know, they feel entitled. They expect because they did certain things in high school or a certain level that it's going to be given to them. Mm-hmm. You got to go out there and put it on tape because, like I said, the eye and sky don't lie. And when you go through practice, go back to your dorm room, whatever the case may, go home, you're being evaluated. So you have to show up on tape, and that's what you have to do. Like, no matter what, like I said, you have no choice. Go out there, do your job. You're going to be recognized because it's going to stick out.
Yeah, no doubt.
I think what the fans really don't realize how deep that story was, right? Mm-hmm. So we're talking to a running back. You scored 20 touchdowns last year. Right? So everybody's thinking, okay, your highlight, he asked you what you remember from, you know, the beginning of your Chargers career.
Yeah.
They just know you're going to say a touchdown, right?
Nah.
He said...
Yeah.
You're went welcome. Down on kickoff or punt coverage, ran around a guy, and just thudded a guy up.
So, even building right? on that, man. Like, my favorite stat till this day is my rookie year I led the NFL on tackles on punt. Because that same mindset stayed yes. with me. Like, this is how I have to get implemented.
This is how I eat.
Right, yeah. So
this
is I'm how going I down, eat. I'm making these tackles. So, and guess what? I was making the damn
on.
Tackles.
Come on.
You know, right. that's I got embedded. Like, oh, let's try them on offense.
Because yeah. yeah. right. it's not about going out and scoring touchdowns at right. that moment exactly. of your career, right? Exactly. You have to go ahead and get to the through the first part of having the coach know your name.
Right.
You know literally. What I'm saying? Literally.
Literally. Right.
So that's yeah. awesome. And then
to,
awesome
I mean, to piggyback what he said, I mean, to see where you are now. And it's just like life. It's a journey. You know what I mean? It's where you start, yeah. and then it's everything in between. And mm-hmm. your journey is still going. You know, it hasn't been cemented yet.
Right.
You're still on that journey of yeah. where you want to be. And I think, obviously, I think to be where you are, to be the running back that you are, to be one of two Chargers to score 20 touchdowns in a season.
Yeah. LaDainian.
With LaDainian Thomas, that's a big accomplishment in itself.
Absolutely.
And that for me, that tells me a lot about who you are now and just listening to your story and your mindset. Having that mindset as a rookie going down on special teams, you're taking that same mindset as a running back and, like I said, implementing and being the focal point on your offense. So what is next for Austin Ekeler? What is next for you? And I know you're on that journey.
Yeah.
What is it going to take for you to be satisfied? Is it the Super Bowl? Is it individual goals or what have you? And I know that's part of it, but like I said, everybody thinks differently. Everybody's that's different. Why I'm asking.
Right. So you talked about the journey. And for me, that's where I find fulfillment. Like, that's my fulfillment in life. Like, it's deeper than happiness. People say, oh, try to be happy. Nah, I'm like, nah, I ain't trying to do that, man. I'm trying to be fulfilled. Like,
Come on.
No matter where my life is, I feel like I put so much effort into it, and I feel like I've done enough and continue to grow. Whether I get the results I want or not, I'm putting the effort into it. So I feel like that's all you really can do. And so it's the same thing when it comes to football. Like, my fulfillment in football is there is no end. How far am I going to go? I didn't even know I was going to be here. I didn't even know about the NFL.
Right.
You know?
The same way.
I ain't talking about Pro Bowl, all this stuff. Right. That will be a result of my work, of my journey. Mm-hmm. But that's what I focus on.
Yeah,
I
how old are you?
I'm 27 now.
27. So mature. Right. I definitely wasn't mature at 27.
Man, we've had a couple of guys on this show that were very mature for their age. Even some guys that are in college right now.
Yeah.
But obviously, like, there's not many that... or get where it. You are right now, as you said, think the way you
do.
I would say like 3 or 4 years ago, like I just heard a statement, and now I'm like, I learned to not be emotionally connected to the result.
Yes.
And that's what, at 27, I didn't get that.
Say the same
you know what
thing.
I'm saying?
I'm not results driven.
Right.
Like, I'm journey driven.
Yes.
Like, I want that hard work. That's what I want, because that's going to make me character. That's going to build me up. That's going to make me a better person. That's building my floor. Right? I want the work. Right? I want that hardship. You know, and then the results will come because of that.
Exactly.
And that'll be even greater because I'm searching for that. I'm seeking the challenge, right? I'm living on the edge of the brink of my capacity of what I can do, because that's where you're going to be developing.
Yeah. You know? That's awesome. Now, are you, again, because you're a different type of character, right? Would you say that, right?
Yeah, I would say
in a good way.
A little different.
But now, for sure. I want to take that to the locker room, because when we have more of guys like you in the locker room, we have a good locker room. We have a good locker room, we have a good team.
Right.
Right. So who are like some of the guys that kind of think of like you, like how do they process things like you? Like I would like to know that.
Who's in that locker room? Oh, different personalities.
I'm sure, yeah.
See, on our team, we got a unique situation right now where we lost a lot of leadership, and I feel like we didn't really pick up a lot of leadership.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I feel like I kind of formulated into a role. Yeah.
Cause you're a leader now. You're going on your 6th year in the league. You're old school dang near.
Exactly. I kind of got forced into the situation.
By default.
Like,
yes.
Where it's like, no one else is saying anything. I'm definitely going to say something cause I'm trying. I need all of us to do well so that I can do well at the same time.
Yes.
Right?
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have the Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get the Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
And so as far as guys that think, like, I think Sebastian, we just picked up one, a guy over from, I think he came over from the Rams. Sebastian, we got a guy from Vannoy over from the Patriots as well. Some of the older guys that have been around, which it takes time, like Justin going into year 3.
Right.
He's not that vocal leader right now.
Right.
He's still building confidence. Derwin James, definitely a guy that's going to be talking. That it's not even talking. It's just, it's more like bringing guys along, you know, like making sure guys are ready, guys are locked in, you know.
And sometimes, like, leading by example, I think, speaks a lot and says a lot, especially when guys are not vocal or verbal, you know what I mean? And then when you don't have a team full of veteran, and you don't have that leadership, then, like you said, you're kind of thrown into that, thrust into that role by default. Right. So in order to obviously to be successful, at some point, you have to start speaking up. Now, you don't want something to kind of go wrong or derail during the course of the season. Then, you know, sort of being reactive. Right now, you'd rather be proactive than reactive at this point.
No doubt. Mm-hmm. And it kind of brings me back to a situation I remember I had in college. So my first year in college, there was only 5 seniors on the team. Wow. So what does that tell you? The people are dropping out. Only have 5 seniors. Seniors. Yeah. 5 seniors on the team my rookie year. We ended up graduating with 25. You know, so we stayed. My group stayed through. We got it done.
Okay.
But like I remember our first road game, people messing around on their phones, talking during meetings, and coach asked, does anyone have anything? I remember I was so nervous. I'm a freshman, right? Mm-hmm. I'm getting up here. I'm like, it seems like I remember trembling. I was almost like, I'm getting teary-eyed because I'm like, I care so much. Yeah. It seems like y'all don't care. Right. Like, y'all don't want to be here. Like, I'm trying to go out here and win a game and do something, you know? And you guys are all here f***ing around, you know? And so I that's still, it's within me.
Yeah.
It's not who I am all the time, but it's within me, right?
Let's go back to the moment. Like,
You got to be proactive instead of reactive, right? So,
That's crazy. Yeah. So, and now, again, now Chargers locker room, again, like I said, quarterback's going on his third year. You are one of the vets on the team, right?
Shoot, it's crazy because, sorry, a little interjection. No, you're good. But, besides Keenan, I'm the second guy that's been there the longest.
Yeah, yeah. You old school, yeah, man. Old at 27, the old school.
Like, you know, yeah, Keenan's what third? This is
year 9?
He's turned 30, like 10, but going into like 9 or 10.
Yeah, year 10.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, wow, that's crazy.
Yeah, man.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you're the vet.
I'm not the oldest, but as far as being around the Chargers,
tenure-wise, yeah, for sure. So, obviously, like I said, Justin, he's definitely made himself kind of a household name when you talk about top, I would say top 10 quarterbacks.
Top 10, you said?
I would have to say. I mean, just I like on it. His progression, especially year two, and now we're going into year 3. What do you think that the ceiling is for this guy? Because, I mean, we've seen, like I said, there's been some comparisons of his play style.
Yeah.
Obviously, like I said, for me to see where he is now, coming from Oregon, and obviously, like I said, people are like, oh, he's going to be a good quarterback. No, he's not. Yeah. He's come in from year 1 to year 2 and kind of solidified himself, and then obviously you guys had a little bit of a run, you know, going into the playoffs. Right. What is it going to take for Los Angeles Chargers to get back to be, obviously, I think you guys are a contender, but to win the Super Bowl.
Right. And even just staying with Justin, man, like, I came from a situation where I was with Phillip for 3 years, 17-year vet, you know, seeing how he operates, he runs practice, he runs the offense, he's running all the audibles, things like that, to now a new guy on the block, you know, and just seeing the growth. So what I think Justin's done a great job over the first 2 years is showing his athletic ability that he can physically do it. And so as we know, has been playing, just players, just there's so much mental game to this thing, you know, and that's where Phillip excelled. Like, Phillip already knew the defense based on who we were playing because he knew the defensive coordinator. He knew what they liked to run.
Yeah, like 17 years.
He's showing us stuff from like 2005. Like, hell, I remember we were playing Miami, but now we're playing the Broncos, but this guy was here, and so this is what he likes to run type of stuff, right?
Yep, right.
And so that's where the gap is right now, is the exposure, which it takes time. You know, he physically can do it, but as far as getting the mental game down, which I think is the thing that really caters you to get to the next level.
Yeah. It's how he prepares.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And so it's that, but then it's also just having the guys around you to actually continue to get it done for
so
you.
So that's where you're going to come in. So
exactly.
I mean, pick up the pieces.
You're going to have to duplicate.
I mean, 20 touchdowns ain't enough, obviously.
Right,
exactly. You got to get 25, you know.
Right. Obviously, we're going to make the playoffs. You
know? Right.
Down to the end.
Right, exactly.
Do or die.
So now, like I said, you just mentioned it. You touched on it. It's just about the player surrounding him. Like I said, he can be the best quarterback in the league, but if he doesn't have the weapons, obviously run pass combination, to expand upon his athletic ability and what he can do down the field,
right.
That's going to be what's going to be key right. the success of the team. And then obviously you got to throw in some 20-plus touchdowns again, bro.
I'm telling you. So I'll add on that because, like, we do have the players. We have players that have showed they consistently play at a high level. Mm-hmm. But you know how it is, man. Every single year you have to come out and prove that
it's
again.
It's different. Yes, sir.
You have to prove that again. It doesn't matter who you have. Right. It matters what you do. Yep. You know, and so yeah, you have people that have a rapport, have a history, which is great because then you can have some type of expectation. But if you don't come out and meet those expectations, it doesn't matter. You know, Keenan Allen is great. He got to come out and do it again, show it again. Can he keep doing it?
Right.
You know, so that's what's going to take from all of us. That's what every single team in the league is trying to show, that they're the most consistent, can play at the highest level for the longest.
Yeah. Right.
I want to ask you this about the again because we know 20-plus touchdowns, I thought you should have went to the Pro Bowl, right? So, of course, but I know what how you're going to answer. Yeah. You're like, I'm enjoying the journey.
No.
But again, so.
What? Crazy, man.
I know, right? But that doesn't bother you because you enjoyed the journey.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
But that's disrespectful.
Do you know the three that went though?
No, I don't care. If a dude breaks 20 touchdowns in a season, bro, what?
I agree.
That's not grounds for a Pro Bowl spot. Are you kidding me? I didn't vote. You like that?
The fans.
First of all, they need to take the fans out of it.
Yeah,
fans who voted for you for the Pro Bowl, or do you want to show more love to your fantasy football owners? Because you're very high when it comes to fantasy football.
Fantasy hands down.
You're everywhere across the country when it comes to fantasy.
I said it earlier, but I'm chasing opportunities, man.
Okay.
Talk about opportunity, bro. Like, I'm on every fantasy league, I'm a top pick.
Yeah.
You know, so as far as the Chargers, we said it's super competitive up here. We don't have as many Charger fans as a lot of these places that have, like, you know, implemented their football season team into their city, right? But where can I get exposure? Not just in my city, but across the entire world is fantasy football. So absolutely, I'm putting so much effort into that, doing giveaways. I got my show. Like, we're doing all this stuff with fantasy because I got like 50-1 fantasy fans to Charger fans. So where are my fans going to be? Where are my followers? Where's my opportunity? It's in fantasy football, it's about creating something that you can build on, for me anyway, in the future, right? Mm-hmm. So I had to follow. I'm following the opportunities, right?
Finding your own lane, creating your own niche.
Tell us about the show.
So yeah, it's called Eckler's Edge, and so I'm not like an expert about fantasy football at all. I didn't really start getting into it, so people started hitting me up, like, "Hey, thanks for scoring me all these points."
Right.
I know.
Do I get paid for me scoring points?
Right. I haven't played in like 10 years, man. You want me so much? You want so many leagues and fantasy?
I know. Yeah, we missed that one with the PA. It is.
Eckler's Edge.
Eckler's Edge. And so basically, what it is, it's a draw to the community. Like, I'll answer the questions, talk about like what I think about some matchups. We'll answer some questions. I love talking about life, motivation, that stuff. Just runs within me. So it's a combination of that. We'll bring on some other guests, talk to them about, you know, how the season's going, what they got going outside of football. Awesome. So it's just a talk show where we implement fantasy and life.
Now, where can people find it?
It's with Yahoo.
Okay.
So we find it in the Yahoo Fantasy Sports app, actually.
That's awesome.
So
congratulations, man.
I appreciate it, man.
Yeah, so let's talk about, like I said, you've talked about a number of opportunities. You're chasing opportunities. I got a chance to talk to you about that within the FCF.
One of the owners right here.
Exactly. Fan Control Football League. How did you come about that, and how did you enjoy it?
Yeah, so, I mean, during COVID, I started streaming on Twitch, which the FCF games are, you know, presented on Twitch. So there was the opportunities presented to me from there. I built up this huge community on Twitch because there was no other content during COVID, right? So I was like, shoot, I'm getting on Twitch. I'll interact with everyone on there. And so they reached out to me before the league is even a thing. And they're like, hey, we're thinking about doing this concept, trying it out while everything's kind of shut down, putting everyone in a bubble, playing some games. And so that was year one. There was only 4 teams at the time. And I was like, yeah, like, this is what I'm about. I'm about community, I'm about football, and opportunity, right? This is creating an
perfect marriage, right?
This is creating an opportunity for guys to get some exposure out there, things like that. So, like, let's do it. And then, year one went through. We were the Wild Aces, got that championship, got the dub. So,
there it is.
Then ran it back again. And then, we expanded the league. You came
yeah,
in.
Yep, I came in and played a little bit. The Zappers, and then I got traded to Knights of Jesus.
All over. It's still chaos right now. Organized chaos is what it is right now. It's with any startup, you know. It's what to be expected. But just things like that, opportunities that have been presented to me because of, you know, just the efforts I'm putting out into the community, man. That's really what I'm trying to look for.
And obviously, being realistic, what do you think about some of the talent that's in FCF? And I know for me, I'm going to say, there's a couple of guys that can be playing in the league right now.
Yeah, for sure. Well,
just understanding your path, your journey, and what I saw for 8 weeks, I know for damn sure there's two or three guys that can be or should be at least given a shot.
Yeah,
practice squad that is playing in the FCF right now. Bro, I'm one of the guys off the top of my head, three guys. Andrew Jamil.
Yeah, for sure should be in the practice squad at least.
Andrew Jamil, Jordan Smith, and I'm going to give my man James Harden.
Not the basketball player.
No, not the basketball player. The guy James Harden. Trust me. Just thinking about your path, your journey, and I think I've talked to these guys. If they have the right mindset, just given the opportunity, I think they'll make it.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
There's a disconnect, though. Here's where we are lacking, and why these leagues actually have some type of, you know, grip, is because we don't have a semi-pro.
Right.
Like, we're not like baseball, where they got like,
minor,
you know, there's no minor. So basically, it's you make it or you go overseas, you know, or you don't, right? Yep, and even overseas, they have limits on how many Americans they can take, all that stuff, and you got to change your entire life, go to a different country. So that's not really intriguing to people.
Right.
So there's a lot of talent still out there that maybe only needs a couple more years of development or just didn't get the right exposure, you know? And so I 100% agree that there's definitely some talent.
Dwayne Rock Johnson is doing XFL, hopefully this will be sort of a segue, kind of a plug and play, filling that gap of what we're talking about, to get some of these guys, again, more exposure, and obviously fair opportunity, because you think about, you know, obviously it's 73, 75 guys on a team, like I said, you have your 53-man roster, but there's a lot of guys, like I said, that, you know, they're just collecting a check, you know, throughout the course of the year. They may never get any playing time.
Right.
But they're, you know, doing enough just to stay on the squad. Obviously, they're doing practice squad, doing, you know, scout team, things of that nature.
Yeah.
But again, like I said, there's a lot of other talent that's out there that just
that are hungry, too. Yeah, like, they're feeding. They want something. That's why they're doing, like, FCF, things like that, like XFL, right?
Yeah. Right.
They still got that drive. Still young, and they should be. Like, you're only young one time in your life, man. You know? Like, you only do this for so long.
Yeah.
And you know,
people ask
your T.O., then you do it forever.
Right. Yeah, but that's what people ask me, why are you still doing it?
Yeah.
It's because I can still do it.
Right.
I honestly feel like I can still do it. I can move around. I can do it just as well as some of these young guys that are out there. Like I said, just not given the opportunity because everybody throws in the age factor.
Right.
But other than that, like I said,
it's not age, it's the O factor. You old as hell. That's what it is.
Hey, it's cool. I'm doing it for the old people.
Represent for the old folks.
You know what I mean? But like I said, they're intrigued, and like I said, that's really kind of like my answer, you know, and if it's not, that will be my answer going forward. It's like, why are you still doing it? Because I'm able to. Because
you can.
Yeah, because I can. I can still do it. Some people are judging me on what I'm doing by what they can't do. right. at my age. You
right.
know what
or
I mean?
What their expectation for someone your age should do.
Yeah. Right.
And you're not doing that, so they're like, oh, they're yeah. questioning.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
Right.
And yeah. I'm not given the opportunity. Because like I said, I honestly said this is no knock on Tom Brady. Obviously, there's a lot of factors as to why he's doing what he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
But I know for sure, if Tom Brady can do it at his age,
different
I know
position.
Why.
Mm-hmm.
I know.
That's all they're going to say.
Right. But again, there's a lot of factors into that. Yeah, he has protection. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Or somebody like me, I don't have that protection. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, well, you may get hurt. This and that. What that's for anybody. Anybody right. go across the middle.
We're just
whatever,
having this this conversation about even about the rap game, right? Jay-Z's at 52 still mm-hmm. rapping, right? Now 20, 30 years ago, nobody ever wanted to see a 50-year-old rapper. Right. But now it's okay for him to do it because he changed that. He changed the landscape of
right.
what it is.
Exactly.
So if you want to change the landscape, change the
right?
landscape.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hey, you guys ever short a receiver? Hey man.
Let's go, brother.
You got me, bro. Let's go. Hey, you know where I am. I'm
well,
right
again, now that you're on the ownership side, you know, you're an owner.
No,
now.
I ain't talking about no FCF.
No, I know.
I'm talking about the league.
I'm talking about the real.
I know. I'm saying, do you look at it differently now, even because you can take that right. business perspective from that league and now with the NFL, same thing. You're looking and evaluating players.
I went to school for business, okay. you know, and so I definitely have that type of mindset when I'm looking at, yeah, like my evaluation. Like, there's like the only time I compare myself to other players, right, mm-hmm. is when it comes to like negotiations type of stuff. Other than that, I'm trying to compete against myself, just be the best that I can be, right?
But yep. be the best you. I already yeah. got
boom,
you.
There it is. There it is. Yeah, that's the foundation shirt.
Okay.
Be the best you.
Yeah, no, that's all we can try to do. And so, but when it comes down, you can't stray away from it. There's always a business, you know, side to any of our industries.
Yeah.
You know, and so you can't just go away from that. Like, you can't get away from it. It's right. always going to be there. So you have to understand it. You have to know how it works. And you have right. to be like, hey, so there's some things I can't control because of these business
yeah.
things.
Yeah.
You know.
What can you tell your fantasy owners to expect from you this season?
I get this all the time, and there's like this misconception because I'm always like vocalizing like, look, I'm looking for someone to take reps off of me. Because I know my longevity in the league, and I know, you know, I'm trying to stay as efficient as I can. Right. So people are like, oh, why do you want Austin? Like, he's trying to give up his rep. It's like, no, I'm trying to stay efficient.
Yes, right. yes, for know? Years, so, not so for gains.
Exactly, for years, right? Sustain, because like this. This game beats you up,
yeah.
right? But as far as me and my play, like when I am on the field, I'm obviously trying to be the most efficient that I can. But here's the thing. When I'm used and how I'm utilized on the field, they're throwing me the ball. I caught like 70 balls last year, and
yeah.
they're handing it to me.
Yeah.
They're just giving me the ball any way they can. And where are they getting me the ball? In the red zone.
Yes.
Right? So what are you looking for in a fantasy running back? The guy that catches the ball, especially if you have PPR, the guy that catches the ball, guy that's running it, and guy scoring touchdowns. It's the trio. It's the trifecta.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
And so, I mean, that's all I've ever done. As long as I've been healthy, that's what I've been doing. And so,
yeah.
I mean, there's yeah. a lot of great picks out there, but
yeah.
your boys
you're the pick. You are the big pick.
Man.
But it's crazy because in fantasy football, you mean like most of the time, the runner who gets you down to the goal line, then they bring in another
right,
runner.
Right,
but
right,
it's
right,
risk,
right.
you know, it's a show of respect that you get to stay in. You're a three down back.
Look, we'll still do that. If we're on the 1 or 2 yard line, we might bring in a bigger body. Right. You know, I am what I am. You know, I'm 5'9", you know, 195.
You 5'8", stop playing.
You know,
you're 5'8".
5'8", 5'8". So
there
we're
you,
not,
okay.
rounded up there. 5'9", 195. You know, and so I got to score from a little further out. But, hey, I got no problems with that. I'll make a guy miss. I'll get in there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
My next question is, obviously, being here in Los Angeles, you have, you know, the Rams, you have yourself, the Chargers. Obviously, sometimes that can be a little power struggle, team struggle. Like, we have
fan
the Los Angeles
struggle.
Lakers, we have the Los Angeles
yeah,
Clippers.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, everybody kind of knows this is Laker town.
Mm-hmm.
You know, obviously with the Rams winning their, you know, championship here,
mm-hmm.
First time in the stadium, is there like a, you know, is there extra motivation to try to, you know, kind of reclaim or really kind of stake your claim here in Los Angeles of who's the best team? Right now, they have one leg up on you.
Yeah, they got a big leg.
I try to downplay it a little bit.
They won the Super Bowl in their own stadium.
Right.
Like, God.
In your stadium as well.
Yes,
which
right. The one
right.
that we played. It
right.
would have been epic if it was us against them. But
yes,
yeah, you know, we dropped our part. They held up theirs. But yeah, man, it's such a crowded neighborhood as far as, you know, entertainment.
Yeah.
It's so crowded.
Right.
Yeah. So, bro, we're all fighting for fans out here, and they won the Super Bowl.
Speaking
so.
Of real estate, yeah, you're fighting for real estate.
Right.
You're fighting for real estate.
Literally,
bro, this piece, dog.
So, you know, it's something that's one of those things we can't control. We got to show up. We got to play. You know, we're trying to bring in as many fans as we can. You know, it's more so on the organization side, and it is on us. We're the product. We got to go out there and make it exciting. So,
mm-hmm.
as long as we're winning games. But even that, like, the Rams just won the Super Bowl, they're still gonna have this same problem we have, trying to fill their stadium with their own fans.
Yeah.
You know, and so it's going to take time.
Yeah.
But they're doing the necessary thing and winning kind of.
Yeah, we got to pick up that category. Yeah.
We got to do more of that. But like I said, honestly, I know I was just joking about the 0-2, but you guys are on the cusp of doing some great things. I see the pieces that you have in tow.
It's there.
Obviously, new head coach. You know, obviously, what you're doing in the backfield. Obviously, you got a great quarterback, great receiving core. I mean, you guys have the necessary pieces. And like I said, you know, obviously, the AFC, it's going to be tough. And so, I'm going to be looking out for who kind of. Who's there?
We're looking forward to it, man. What do you want? You want to be tested, or you want, you know, to get the easy way by? You know, like, nah, bring that on. You know, so.
You do what is hard, life will be easy. There it is.
Say that again.
What are your aspirations after football? Again, we know business,
man,
but what's the same thing I'm doing right now, man?
Let's continue to build, man. Like, I'm really big into real estate. You know, built up an empire there. I have like
100
units right now. Okay. So yeah, it's all residential.
Residential stuff.
We have some multifamily. You know, we have some single family. You know,
here in California,
or Colorado, Missouri. Okay. I'm building an app right now. It's an engagement platform that you can get things signed. You can game with people, like people that have influence and to be able to engage
What's
with
What's the
fans.
Name of the app?
It's called Experience.
Okay.
It's named Eckler.
Eckler Experience.
Okay.
It's just Experience.
No, I got it.
So, short as X for short. Live yet, but just it's coming out.
It's in the beta phase, huh?
Yeah, exactly.
I got you.
So building on that, and then obviously putting out some of my own content, continue to do that, continue to be exposed in different ways to different people, fantasy football, big one right now, obviously. And then obviously the NFL, that's one of my jobs, the main thing right now, my biggest opportunity. But really, my goal is to continue to plant seeds in different industries and different things that I'm interested in so I can grow those. And so like the people are like, oh, what are you gonna do when you're done? Like, I'm gonna do the same thing. I'm just trying to grow, man. I'm growing as much as I can, as fast as I can. You know, and so when I'm done, I just have options.
Yeah.
That's what you want. You want to have options, right? So you're not like, oh, dang, I have to go do this.
No,
I didn't connect with people. I didn't, you know, be proactive when I was in the league.
That's awesome.
How excited are you for the upcoming season?
Oh,
obviously, like I said, you guys finished strong, but it's just a little bit short.
Yeah.
But like I said, like you mentioned it, and I mentioned it earlier. We both all alluded to it. Every year is different. You know what I mean? The team that were hot going into the playoffs last year, it's been like a 6 to 8 month gap. You know what I mean? Before the season starts, so you can't just rely on what you were doing and how hot you were then.
Yep.
There's a lot of time that has lapped. Teams have changed. Mm-hmm. Personnel has changed. Mm-hmm. This and that and the other, new players going in, out. How excited are you about this upcoming season
with
what you know that you have on the roster?
That's what I live for. Like, I talked about my fulfillment. Like, I'm looking for new opportunities. That's what every season is, man. It's a new opportunity for you as an individual to establish yourself, but then also come together collectively with a team and try to establish yourself and make a run too. But you know how it is. We take it one game at a time.
Yeah, sure.
We play the Raiders. We play where we left off with the Raiders.
Raider
Nation is going to be in our stadium.
Ooh, that's going to be a good matchup. Yeah. They got some new pieces over there. Devontae Adams coming off.
AFC West.
Hey, Junior out there.
AFC West, the toughest conference in football. We'll see. As far as the consistency and the players we got, it's making a contender for itself.
Man,
for sure.
The AFC is gonna be strong.
The West is strong.
We're gonna find out who's real quick.
Ooh,
man, this is gonna be y'all about to kick this thing off right.
And we're back to back too. We go Raiders Chiefs Thursday night.
I appreciate you coming on, man. Good luck this year and all. Do your thing. We're going to be rooting for you. You know what I'm saying? Go get that Pro Bowl, too. 20 Tubbs.
We'll see.
Dude, I'm 20 Tubbs, baby.
I'm trying to push the bar.
That's disrespectful, dog. 20 Tubbs, bro. And no Pro Bowl?
You voted. You won the voters.
I barely even watch. I don't even think I watched one of his 22. But I know I'm right here in the backyard, so I know what's kind of going on, though.
There it is. Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Get your popcorn ready with Austin Eckler. L.A. Chargers, not the San Diego Chargers. See y'all next week. Peace. Yeah.